Good morning. I am Leslie Mullen, a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this public meeting. It is 10:01 a.m. on August 31st, 2022. We are conducting this public meeting telephonically and would like to thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and to provide feedback. We will now begin the scheduled public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the repeal of WAC 458-12-030 titled County Appraiser's Salary and Classification Plan and the proposed new language for WAC 458-12-035 titled Standard Forms. Other persons present for this meeting include Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Sierra Crumbaker, management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded, Danielle Grindle, assistant director of the property tax division, and Justin Morehouse, a tax policy specialist with the interpretations and technical advice division. Okay. So besides Department of Revenue staff, it looks like, I'm trying to see, we might have one other person on the phone. So for the record, if you could please identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you have comments that you would like to make later. Looks like somebody by the name of Wanda. Gron?
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. That's okay. So, are you from a county?
I'm from Island County. I'm the county treasurer. Hi.
Oh, hi, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So this public meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public on possible rulemaking prior to taking action to propose a new rule. This meeting was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 22-16-058. Which was filed with the code reviser on July 28, 2022, and by notification to interested persons. Copies of this rule are available if you did not receive a copy or if you would like an additional one. We emphasize that the rule draft, as now written, is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style. New language is underlined and language to be deleted is shown by strikeout. And we will consider any comments received pertaining to the preliminary rule draft of WAC 458-12-035. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. And if you do have comments, you can send them to me, Leslie Mullen, no later than Wednesday, September 7th. So before opening the meeting for comments, I will briefly outline the key points for each rule. WAC 458-12-030, titled County Appraiser's Salary and Classification Plan, is being repealed because the Department of Revenue is not the agency responsible for establishing and maintaining the salary and classification plans for appraisers employed by county assessors, as described in RCW 3621011. WAC 458-12-035, currently titled Standard Forms, and that title is being changed, is being rewritten to clarify the process used by county assessors and county treasurers wanting to amend forms statutorily required to be provided by the Department of Revenue. So we will now proceed to the public comment portion of this meeting. And if you have a comment, just please identify yourself for the record and who you are representing before you make your comment. And again, we also appreciate receiving written testimony, and you can send that to me by Wednesday, September 7th, if you would rather do that. So at this time, does anyone have a comment they would like to make about either rule, either the rule being repealed or the rule being rewritten? Okay. It doesn't look like we have comments at this time. So before closing the public meeting, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the public meeting for input regarding the repeal of WAC 458-12-030 and the proposed new language for WAC 458-12-035. As a result of the comments received during public meetings, additional changes to the preliminary rule draft frequently occur. After any changes are made, a revised draft is filed with the code reviser and is published in the State Register, after which a public rulemaking hearing is held. After the hearing, additional changes may be made and the final draft is filed for adoption with the Office of the Code Reviser. Unlike today's public meeting and the public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. Rather, the final filing is just a filing of a notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public meeting. If you are not on the department's rules notification list and did not receive a copy of today's meeting directly from the department and you'd like to be informed of future rulemaking activities, please provide Sierra Crumbaker, our management analyst, with your name, mailing address, and email address. This public meeting is now adjourned, and for the record, the time is now 10:08 a.m. Thank you.